Dean Smith is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. He is the manager, head coach, Charlotte FC, newly appointed. And before we get into the football side of it, I'm sure you were aware at some level that there might not be a more legendary name in North Carolina than that of Dean Smith. Did you consider changing your name at any point? Because those are massive shoes to fill.
They are massive shoes to fill. But yes, yeah, it's funny. I was only in Raleigh a couple of weeks ago visiting my son and his girlfriend. And I was driving down the highway and I was on the phone to my wife and actually said, you know, I must have had a good week. They've named a highway after me already. I was aware of Dean Smith, and I've said many times, big shoes to fill, but if I'm half as successful as he has been, then I've done a good job.
They're going to name a highway for you if you're half as successful as Dean Smith. Now, you've been a manager. I know you finished the season last year at Leicester in what was probably a lost cause. You were the manager at Norwich, Aston Villa, who you brought up from the Championship to the Premier League a few years ago. You've been a manager at several stops in the English Football League system. What drew you to Charlotte FC?
You know what? The ambition. I really liked what I heard when I spoke to the front office, to Zoran, to Bobby Blair. And the owner, there's a real ambition at the football club. There's an opportunity to do something and make our own history. It's only it's a new club, and it's building its identity. And I thought, you know, it's a great opportunity and a challenge for me as well. I've only ever coached in the UK, had a fairly successful coaching career there, and wanted to challenge myself, but also, you know, try and fulfil the ambition of the ownership here as well.
Dean Smith is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show, newly appointed manager of Charlotte FC. Here's what strikes me as odd. It's an expansion franchise. This is something that we don't know of, you don't know of in England, in the United Kingdom, or anywhere in Europe. I mean, the clubs are all like 100 years old and have grown up, you know, with the towns and the towns around them. How big of a culture difference is that?
It's different because obviously, you know, the league looks for parity in terms of if you're successful, then they try and cut your knees off and make the league more parity afterwards. You know, whereas in the UK, there's obviously promotion and relegation.
Right.
You know, so it is different in certain ways. I've had to learn a lot about roster building and the different rules within that roster of DPs and GAM and TAM and U22. So it's been a real steep learning curve for me. But the great part is as I say, is I like being on the grass with the players, and that's where we can actually go and create our style of play and what we want to look like and our identity. And it's got to be similar to the identity of, you know, the Carolina people, because it is a club for the Carolinas, and our job is to give them, you know, something that excites them when they come and watch us.
Dean Smith is joining us here, manager of Charlotte FC. I'm going to call it manager because as a fan of the game, and I spend my Saturdays and Sunday mornings watching the Premier League. That's what they're all called. So I apologize if I'm doing that.
Yeah, no problem.
No, I'm sure for you, I'm almost apologizing to listeners who are there for more familiar with head coach, and that's fine. Does Major League Soccer have a style of play? And if so, how does it differentiate from the Premier League or the Championship or one of the other leagues in Europe? And how does it vary maybe from team to team?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly has its own style in terms of, you know, what I've watched, you know, over the last few years. Probably the last 20 minutes of games gets very basketballish and end to end. It's probably a little bit more tactical certainly in the Premier League. But you know, I believe that teams are getting more savvy now, more tactical. You know, you've got the Red Bull model, you've got the Citigroup model. So there's many different models now that teams are following, because there is what has become common in the soccer world now is the multi-club ownership. So
right.
There's going to be certain style of plays that you'll see, but we have to be unique in ours. As I say, we're the only team in the Carolinas, so we want to make our own style of play unique for us.
Is there a Jurgen Klopp model?
I suppose the Red Bull would be probably the closest to it in terms of, high pressure and winning the ball back quickly and counter pressing. I've brought in Miles Joseph with me as an assistant who's got a lot of experience in the MLS and
right.
Because that's probably the weak area of myself. I believe I'm a really good man manager. I'll get the best out of players. I'll make them better. I'll get a style of play. But what I haven't sampled so far is the MLS. So I'll be leaning on the likes of Miles Joseph, on the support of what other teams are going to be like in this league.
All right, real quick, just about because I mentioned him. What are your recollections of managing against him? What did he mean to Liverpool and the Premier League?
He meant everything. I think the biggest thing you can say is his personality enlightened the game in the Premier League. He lived every minute of every game. And, I think that's what has, encompassed him to the Liverpool fans in general, but not just Liverpool fans, the whole Premier League supporters as well have really respected him. They've come up against an exceptional team in Manchester City. So it's unfortunate he's only won one title since he's been there. He's got a chance of a second one this time. But his personality and the way his team plays, his team fits his personality is the best thing I could say about it.
Dean Smith, before we let you go, now that you're here in the United States and we have to call it soccer, do you have a pick for the Super Bowl of American football?
I've been watching obviously the last few weeks, and I think the Chiefs are going to win it.
The quarterback, which I don't even know what the equivalent would be, maybe a great number 10, maybe an attacking midfielder, a Jude Bellingham type, is Patrick Mahomes, right? I guess that would be the best thing I could come up with.
I think he'd probably be a Trent Alexander-Arnold when he plays in midfield as well.
Oh, you're speaking right to my heart. Dean Smith, manager Charlotte FC, newly appointed. Thank you very much. I'd love to do this as often as you're willing. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem. Lovely to speak to you, Adam.
I mean, he's aware of Dean Smith. They named a highway after him.
I know.
Maybe they'll name a highway after Dean Smith.
I love hearing him talk.
Oh,
I just wanted to hear him talk more.
Then you should watch more golf.
Ooh.
Every golf telecast has to have either a British voice, an Australian voice, or a South African voice.
Well, we've got one in UFC, so I'm good there. I'll fall asleep in golf.
Okay, there you go.
I'll just fall asleep.
It's perfect. What's wrong with an afternoon nap?
Nothing at all.
Right?